This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with irrigating farmers in mind. It shouldn't surprise anyone that those organizations meeting last week at Commodity Classic weighed in support of the ratification of the USMCA. I'll talk about it after this. Micrometer, friend of the farmer since 1955, supplies a full line of flow meters with unparalleled accuracy, quality, and durability. Why, it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. And for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, farmers, just mention the promo code FREESHIP, and they'll send your new flow meter on the house. That's right, completely free shipping. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources isn't an option. Contact Micrometer today to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by visiting micrometer.com/ag. That's Micrometer, micrometer.com/ag. Micrometer flow meters, designed with irrigating farmers in mind, giving you the read you need. Micrometer.com/ag. Those four major organizations of farmers attending last week's Commodity Classic said, yes, indeed, they want to see a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement enacted. And they said they'll advocate their members to go to Congress to try to get a ratification of what is called the USMCA, while also urging the Trump administration to keep the current NAFTA agreement until the new agreement is ratified. We spent some time last week at Commodity Classic with the president of the Corn Growers Association, Lynn Crisp, who pointed out to us that Mexico and Canada are the corn industry's largest, most reliable corn market. Mexico is corn's number one buyer. Canada is one of our largest ethanol importers. So as Lynn Crisp from Hastings, Nebraska put it, we cannot afford to risk losing this market. And he said in the interview with us, USMCA is the corn growers' top legislative priority for this year. He said his group will be working closely with the administration and members of Congress to get it ratified. And the president of the Soybean Association, Davey Stevens, a soybean grower from Clinton, Kentucky, pointed out that passage of the USMCA would boost both the national and rural economies. And for soybeans, he said it would assure tariff-free access to two strong markets, including Mexico, the number two market for whole soybeans. He points out that under NAFTA, soybean exports to Mexico quadrupled, and to Canada, they doubled. And Davey Stevens said, we'd like to continue that positive trade momentum with our neighbors. The president of the wheat growers, a farmer from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Jimmy Music, said USMCA includes important provisions for wheat farmers, including tariff-free access to imported wheat for our longtime flour milling customers in Mexico. I'll be back after this.